Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 86 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Kyle Blinkenbuehler.
We're pretty sure it's a 2009 or newer Freightliner.
Police are searching for a commercial driver who killed a man in Clark County this morning.
A body found in Greenup County's Loxon Dam has been identified.
An Ashland City Commissioner is being accused of living in Mount Sterling.
Another case of hepatitis A has been found in Ashland.
Rowan County's new detention center should open around mid-June.
In sports, the Reds are in Colorado tonight at 8:40 p.m.
But Luke has the stock report.
And for the weather, isolated showers possible tonight with lows around 65 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after the news.
Authorities are looking for a commercial driver who they say killed a man on Interstate 64 this morning in Clark County. 45-year-old Ora Lee Brock of Lexington was hit when he pulled over to do a safety check while he was hauling a mower trailer around 6 a.m. Clark Sheriff Burl Perdue tells WKYT the vehicle that fled the scene was probably a 2009 or newer Freightliner semi-truck.
Where we have made contact with everyone up I-64 East all the way into West Virginia, where we have some contacts, Mountain Parkway, to have them check truck stops.
The crash was in the eastbound lanes near mile marker 93. Brock's body is being taken to Frankfort for an autopsy.
A body found at the Greenup Loxon Dam Friday morning is believed to be a man who was reported missing out of Ironton. Authorities say the family of Chadley Marshall identified the body found before 8 a.m. Friday. Ironton officers were called to the scene at about 9:30. According to WSAZ, the body was reportedly found inside of a lock. An autopsy will determine the official cause of death. Foul play is not suspected at this time.
A 10-year-old girl in Scioto County, Ohio, is in the hospital after an accidental shooting. According to WSAZ, the sheriff's office says the girl was hurt last night along Warren Hill Road in Minford. The girl was shot in the abdomen. The youth, who remains unnamed, was taken to Cabell Huntington Hospital by helicopter, where she is currently in stable but critical condition.
A Lexington man is behind bars after being accused of starting multiple fires in an apartment building. According to WKYT, police say 18-year-old Rodney Morgan broke into an apartment on Oxford Circle Monday morning and attempted to burn it down. His actions were unsuccessful. Morgan now faces arson and burglary charges and remains in jail on a $10,000 bond.
An Ashland woman and longtime neighbor of City Commissioner Marty Goot is alleging he no longer lives in the city. According to the Daily Independent, Becky Miller spoke yesterday afternoon during the Ashland Board of Commissioners meeting. She says she watched Goot and his wife move out of their Ashland home to a residence in Mount Sterling earlier this year. Goot says the allegations are false. He admits that he did buy a home in Mount Sterling, but maintains his residency in Ashland. He calls the allegations politically motivated. Miller says she intends to file a complaint with the Boyd County Clerk's Office challenging Goot's ability to run for office.
An Ashland McDonald's employee has been diagnosed with hepatitis A. According to the Ashland Daily Independent, the employee had already been vaccinated against the infection, but the virus can take up to 50 days to manifest after a person is exposed. McDonald's has required all workers receive a hepatitis A vaccination. The restaurant on Winchester Avenue has been closed to be disinfected. The Ashland-Boyd County Health Department reports risk of infection for restaurant patrons is very low.
The city of Ashland is considering making hepatitis A vaccinations mandatory for food service workers. Here's WMKY's Chaz Jenkins.
It would make them the first city in Kentucky to make vaccinations required. According to the Daily Independent, the first reading of the ordinance took place Thursday during a meeting held by the Ashland Board of City Commissioners. More than 600 cases of hepatitis A have been reported in the Commonwealth. At least 72 of them have been in Boyd County. Mayor Steve Gilmore says the ordinance would protect the public and make it clear to residents and visitors that the city is taking the necessary precautions. Several details of the ordinance are still being worked on. A public discussion was not held during the meeting on how it would be enforced. For WMKY News, I'm Chaz Jenkins.
The Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife is advising people in the Commonwealth to take the necessary precautions with tick season in full swing. State Cabinet for Health and Family Services spokeswoman Beth Fisher says if you're out in the woods, be constantly checking for ticks.
If you have a tick that has attached for an extended period of time, then, you know, it might begin to get sore and you might feel it. But in all likelihood, you're not going to feel a tick when it's on your body. So you just have to continue to check yourself and also make sure you're doing what you need to do to prevent those tick bites.
Some of those ways include using EPA-registered tick repellent, wearing light-colored protective clothing and long-sleeved shirts, along with tucking your pants into your socks. If you find you have a tick in your skin, Fisher recommends removing the tick with a pair of tweezers and then seeking medical attention soon after.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to click it or ticket. Seatbelt use in Kentucky is 86.8%, below the national average of 90.1%. Half of those killed last year in motor vehicle crashes were not wearing a seatbelt. The Kentucky Department of Highway Safety reminds you to buckle up every trip, every time. It will save lives. Click it or ticket.
The city of Moorhead is looking at ways to lower the cost of paying for its employee health care plans. Those plans have risen by 13% over the last few years and are slated to go up by another 9% on July 1st. Mayor Jim Tom Trent reports the city spent $930,000 on health coverage for its 68 workers last year, and that figure will jump to over $1 million in fiscal year 2018-19. He says that's not a sustainable solution.
We're looking at alternative plans right now. Nothing has been set in stone. One of the things we're working on before the budget gets its first reading is do a something like some other people are doing where we pay 100% of the employee and maybe a percentage of their family instead of doing the 94%. We're also looking at a small raise to offset some of those costs. So that's all fluid at this point.
The city of Moorhead currently covers 94% of the cost of health insurance plans for its employees and their dependents.
With construction finished, Round County is looking forward to opening its new $18 million detention center. Judge Executive Walter Blevins expects the jail staff and prisoners to move into the 275-bed lockup by mid-June or so. Blevins says the facility could have opened sooner, but its construction was delayed by several change orders. He notes the biggest one came from the Kentucky Department of Corrections earlier this spring regarding the facility's bunk beds.
As far as the ladders and the railings around the top bunks that we thought were authorized when we started the project, but they changed it late in the game, that forced us to take a little more time to get all that taken care of, manufactured and also installed.
Blevins says the next move is to get the jail staff trained on the equipment in the facility and acclimated with their new surroundings.
The National Weather Service in Jackson says Moorhead has been and will be receiving heavy rainfall. Meteorologist Chuck Grief says, however, it's nothing record-breaking.
It's a kind of a typical summertime pattern where you do get that. If you've got maybe double that occurred there for that week, you might be approaching record amounts, but I wouldn't think you're in any danger of that at this point.
Grief says the rain won't be going anywhere. The heavy rainfall will be continuing throughout the Memorial Day weekend.
A new show called That Was Radio will premiere this weekend here on WMKY. In addition to providing an overview of radio programs of the 1930s through the 1950s, the show will go behind the scenes to explore the personalities and events that inspired and shaped those programs. Creator and host Leon Smothers says That Was Radio will air about every 2 months and be archived on WMKY's website.
The first is kind of an overview. The second one is going to be about westerns. Then I'm going to do one about women in radio, then detectives and comedy and so forth.
The first episode of That Was Radio will air this Sunday at 3 p.m. and repeat at 9 a.m. on Memorial Day.
Kentucky ranks among the bottom of states in annual report examining the health of adults older than 65. According to the United Health Foundation's 2018 Senior Health Report, Kentucky is 48th. The report indicates that the state is challenged by a low percentage of able-bodied seniors. Rhonda Randall is the chief medical officer for United Health Foundation. She says rural residents aren't as healthy as those who live in urban settings.
Seniors who live in rural communities are less physically active. They are less likely to receive their health screenings or get a flu shot, and they're less likely to report their own health as very good or excellent, and at the same time, they're at a higher risk of having a fall.
The report also shows Kentucky is challenged by high preventable hospitalization. More than 12% of the state's seniors continue to smoke, and the Commonwealth ranks 40th in experiencing a geriatrician shortfall.
Taking a look at the weather for tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m. and partly cloudy with lows around 66 degrees. On Saturday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly after 2 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 83 and a chance of showers at 60%. On Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms likely before midnight. Mostly cloudy with lows around 66. And on Sunday, a 40% chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m., partly sunny with highs near 84. Taking a look at the weather, or rather the temperature in Lexington, it's 87 degrees. In Flemingsburg, it's 85. In Ashland, 83. In Winchester, it is 87. In Inez, 85. In Mount Sterling, 86. And here in Moorhead, it's 86 degrees.
On our feature segment today, commentator John Modaff ponders why anyone pays $5 for coffee, much less from a place that tries to tell you what to think.
Never been to a Starbucks to drink, but that's all right. Since it's been in the news so much lately, I feel right at home discussing it. Of coffee, what can one say? The famous coffee houses of the Enlightenment period probably have as much to do with the freedom we enjoy today as any intellectual activity that took place on fox hunts and bowling greens. People of all social standing could gather, yes, even some women, and for 1 cent jump into discussions of real life, working every topic under the sun, including the sun, and spreading education through what some called the penny university. New technologies like inexpensive printing and paper enabled people to share, express, debate, and enliven ideas that lay spread before them on long tables filled with writing, coffee, and possibility. That was then. Now we've got Starbucks, a place that pitches itself as a third option between home and work. Does it live up to the noble reputation of its forebears? Is it a hotbed of intellectual vigor, open to persons of every station? Is Starbucks a place people go to raise and discuss the greatest questions? I think not. What Starbucks has become is a poser, a place that barely carries out its central mission, serving up coffee, because it is so distracted by social microengineering. The last decade has not been a proud one for the omnipresent chucker of Joe. Controversy over the color of cups, controversy over writing racial snippets on cups, kicking out people of color, and then turning around to announce all persons, paying or not, are welcome to hang out or in. Though management does wish to express its disdain for sleeping, drug use, and urination in the stores, go ahead if you must. We cannot know what the coffeehouse owners of old did with people who could not pay or control their pee, but it's a pretty good bet they found themselves outside of the house. The early coffeehouses were hotbeds of good cups of Joe, but they were also centers for commerce, philosophy, and education. Such luminary organizations as the London Stock Exchange, Lloyd's Insurance, and the Royal Academy of Science are said to have got their start in British coffeehouses. I wonder what's getting started at Starbucks besides fights over body odor and seasonal cup colors, forced social sensitivity engineering, and ridiculous names for Java. Here's an idea. Start some real social engineering by quitting Starbucks and making your own coffee. show that preposterously presumptuous organization that they are welcome to offer the place for a conversation, but they ought to stay out of it and stick to brewing. I'm John Modaff.
Dr. John Modaff is a professor of speech here at Morehead State University. It's 4:45 and 86 degrees on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Kyle Blankenbuehler, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studios here in Breckenridge Hall. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful Friday afternoon. Tilden Johnson has sports in 30 seconds.
Support for programming on Morehead State Public Radio is provided in part by Kentucky Wine, celebrating Kentucky commercial wineries that date back to 1799. Kentucky Wine blends history and heritage with modern practices. The Drink KY app serves as a passport to local winemakers online at KentuckyWine.com.
The Reds are going to the Mile High City. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson. The Cincinnati Reds will be in Denver tonight at 8:40 to open up a weekend series against the Colorado Rockies. They'll have some momentum with them after taking 2 of 3 games from Pittsburgh this week at Great American Ballpark. Interim manager Jim Riggleman's Reds captured the rubber game of the series yesterday, 5-4, behind a grand slam by Eugenio Suarez.
That was a good win against a good ball club. You know, I feel like when the Cubs came in here, they were really playing good. The Pirates were playing really hungry. They had lost a few in a row, so they came in here really playing good baseball. They were tough.
Right-hander Sal Romano will take his 2-5 record to the Coors Field mound tonight for the Reds. Colorado will pitch 4-6 John Gray. White Sox catcher Wellington Castillo has been suspended for 80 games by Major League Baseball after testing positive for a banned performance enhancer. After missing Boston's first 50 games of the season because of a knee injury, second baseman Dustin Pedroia returns to the Red Sox lineup tonight against Atlanta, and the Twins have reinstated third baseman Miguel Sano from their DL. He's missed 24 games because of a hamstring injury. The Morehead State Baseball Eagles lost their third-round OVC tournament game down in Oxford, Alabama against 15th-ranked Tennessee Tech, 10-5 today. After today, the Eagles are now 34-24 this year. After capturing the 61st District Girls Softball Championship, Rowan County is looking ahead to next week's action in the 16th Region Tournament. Coach Larry Sloan says after strong performances and wins over Menifee County and Bath County, the 19-6 Lady Vikings are in good shape as they continue postseason play.
Overall, we're strong defensively. We put the ball in play well. We're a good hitting team. And if our pitching stays as strong as it has pitched the last 2 weeks, we should be fine.
The 16th Region Tournament will be held next week. The draw for it will be held this weekend. The Morehead State basketball team has added its second signee of the week. 6'7 forward Ja'Cory Wilson of Northwest Florida State College is transferring to MSU. Coach Preston Spradlin says Wilson will have 4 years of eligibility with the Eagles after appearing in only a few games last season.
Someone who, you know, got a year of college under his belt, he got physically stronger, and so that'll put him in a position to come in here and help right away. He'll be able to play the four. He can step outside and shoot, put the ball on the floor. He's a very good athlete and provides us some more length and depth on the interior.
During his senior year at South Paulding High School in Georgia, Wilson averaged 19 points and 9 rebounds a game. Earlier this week, Morehead State signed Memphis area high school guard Malik Riddle. Louisville women's basketball coach Jeff Waltz received a 1-game NCAA suspension for comments he made toward NCAA committee members and staff at a scorer's table during the Final Four. Waltz must serve the suspension the next time his team reaches the NCAA tournament, regardless of what school he's representing. The committee will also withhold Waltz's Final Four per diem allowance. The Cincinnati Bengals' top draft selection of last year is looking to turn the page. Wide receiver John Ross was the 9th overall pick in the 2017 NFL draft, but played in only 3 games without a reception last season because of a lingering shoulder problem.
Last year was a struggle, being hurt, being out of shape. I feel much better coming out, and you know, I just feel like I'm getting back to where I should be. you know, and being in shape and, you know, physically and mentally. So.
A 4-2 sprinter in the 40-yard dash, the Bengals hope the speedy Ross can provide them with another deep threat opposite of A.J. Green and help them as a kick returner. The Green Bay Packers and free agent tight end Mercedes Lewis agreed to terms on a contract yesterday. Lewis spent the first 12 seasons of his career with the Jacksonville Jaguars. During that stretch, which began in 2006, the 6'6", 255-pound TE racked up 375 receptions for over 4,000 yards and 33 touchdowns. Last season, Lewis posted 24 catches, his most since 2013, for 318 yards and 5 scores, 3 of which came in a Week 3 win over the Baltimore Ravens. New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski has shown up to no team activities while seeking a new deal, but according to The Athletic's Jeff Howe, Gronk and New England have made strides toward a new contract that would go into effect for the 2018 season. Howe notes it's not clear if the new contract would come in the form of strictly a raise or an extension. Gronkowski agreed to a 6-year, $54 million extension back in 2012, and the two sides agreed to a restructured deal last year. And lastly in sports, Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner Justify returned to Churchill Downs yesterday as he prepared for the third leg of horse racing's Triple Crown. Here's Paul Miles.
Justify went to the track and galloped a mile and 3/8 under the watch of assistant trainer Jimmy Barnes.
Bob just said, you know, just give him a nice, easy first day back gallop, which we did, and he seemed to really enjoy it.
Justify will train at Churchill before shipping to New York a few days before the June 9th Belmont Stakes. Triple Crown winner American Pharoah followed a similar routine. I'm Paul Miles.
Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball will host a father-child camp on June 9th, an Eagle Day camp June 11th through 14th, and Morehead State Team Camp June 22nd through the 24th. More information by calling the men's basketball office at 783-5140, or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks fell as geopolitical fears following President Trump's move to cancel a key summit with North Korea weighed on solid corporate earnings, and the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 58.67 at 24,753.09. The S&P 500 was down 6.43. at 2721.33. The NASDAQ did manage a gain of 9.43, with strength in big tech to finish at 7433.85. Your worst performing groups were energy and financial stocks, and both sectors have been under pressure this week as a decline in oil prices weigh on industry leaders like Exxon and Chevron. Both of those stocks were down about 4% today, and lower interest rates dragged down bank stocks for most of the week. And U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude futures actually fell $2.83 or 4% to settle at $67.88 a barrel after several headlines suggested OPEC and non-OPEC members such as Russia could increase supply. The Russian energy minister actually met with his Saudi counterpart in St. Petersburg to discuss current output caps today. The rate on the benchmark 10-year Treasury note has fallen roughly 15 basis points since Monday and closed at 2.93%. The Federal Reserve's May meeting minutes released this week showed the central bank may be willing to let inflation run a little hotter than its 2% goal. A pivot to safer asset classes in the wake of geopolitical concerns has also helped send rates lower and bond prices higher. And, of course, these lower interest rates are seen as a detriment to bank earnings. In earnings news today, Foot Locker had an earnings report that handily beat Wall Street expectations as the company posted adjusted earnings per share of $1.45 versus expectations of $1.24, and the company's stock was up almost 20%. Also in earnings news, Tiffany had a very strong week as earlier this week the company reported a very solid quarter where same-store sales rose 7%, which handily overshot expectations of only 2.6%, and Tiffany stock was up this week over 20%. Also in economic news, new orders for U.S.-made capital goods increased more than expected in April, hinting that business spending on equipment was accelerating after a slowdown toward the end of the first quarter. As mentioned in the commodities markets, oil was down about 4% today, finishing the week below $68 a barrel. Gold was down 0.3% at $1,299.40 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, the Stock 600 index managed a small gain of 0.8%. In Asia, most stock markets were actually lower on the day, as the Shanghai Composite was down 0.4%, and the South Korean KOSPI index was down 0.2%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Intel and United Health Group, while the worst performers were Chevron and ExxonMobil. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Foot Locker and Quest Diagnostics, while the worst performers were Gap and Ross Stores. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up $1.17 at $79.04, CSX up a quarter at $64.68, Marathon Petroleum down $2.13 at $76.98, AEP up 39 cents at $67.23, AK Steel down 5 cents at $4.46, and Community Trust Bank was up 20 cents, finishing at 51 and a quarter. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Regional on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made-from-scratch cakes, pies, and cookies, cinnamon rolls, scones, quiche, and muffins. Daily lunch menu with a variety of sandwiches, soups, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Wednesday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Lunch reservations and orders by phone at 606-780-4282.
Taking a look at the weather for tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m., partly cloudy with lows around 66 degrees. On Saturday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with highs near 83 and a chance of showers at 60%. On Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms likely before midnight, mostly cloudy with lows around 66. On Sunday, a 40% chance of showers, with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m., partly sunny with highs near 84. On Memorial Day, partly sunny with highs near 86. In Lexington, it is 87 degrees. In Flemingsburg, 85. In Ashland, 83. In Winchester, 87. In Inez, 85. In Mount Sterling, 86. And right here in Moorhead, it's 86 degrees.
Taking a look at some events that are coming up in the region, shop local at the First Friday Outdoor Market, 4 to 7 p.m. on Friday, June 1st, on the lawn of the Rowan County Arts Center. Items made locally in Moorhead and Rowan County. Nearby parking, free admission, and vendor spaces are available. There's more information by calling 783-9857.
Currently on display at the Round County Arts Center is an exhibit entitled A Day in the Life, Perceptions and Expressions of Mental Illness. The exhibit is on display weekdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. through Friday, June 1st. Admission is free and the community is invited.
Rowan County Schools and St. Clair Healthcare will offer free sports physicals to students in grades 2 through 12 at the Rowan County Senior High School from 8 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. on Saturday, June 2nd. Students under the age of 18 must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. More information at 784-8928.
The Round County Arts Center will host a summer arts camp for children in kindergarten through 5th grade from 1 to 4 p.m. the week of June 11th through the 15th. Cost is $7 per day or $30 for the week. Supplies and snacks are provided. More information at 783-9857.
St. Clair Healthcare will offer a series of social skill builder camps to help preschool through 6th grade students. Licensed occupational therapists will lead sessions designed to help children with various social and cognitive skills. The sessions are designed to help children with various skill levels. Camps will be held June 18th through the 20th in the Center for Health, Education, and Research in Moorhead. More information at 783-7780. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Mraz, Jacob Lindberg, Chaz Jenkins, Cody Robinson, Logan Pemberton, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Tilden Johnson. Hilliard Lions' Bud Luke chipped in, and our feature segment today came from commentator John Modak. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BHI NAS. Our show is archived on the web daily at WMKY.org. For Kyle Blankenbuehler and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers.